we're back with Gophers Get a Grip. This is Michael, your host, along with my co-hosts, Patrick, Beckett, Mary, and Declan. How are y'all doing?
Good.
Good.
We got about 4 feet of snow. It was four before it all blew off. We've been snowmobiling with our red snowmobile and our yellow one. The yellow one doesn't really work quite right because it needs a new spark plug, but we're going to buy one of those today, so hopefully we can get it running.
Nice.
Yeah. Keep putting the wrong size in it so it's not working.
Yeah. Michael, Dad got some poker chips for the tire guy. Tell us about that.
So you come in and you draw a poker chip and it's got like things on it. Like, so it's like you get a free washer fluid fill up and you get like buy three tires, get one for free. And yeah, stuff like that. Car washed by the manager.
Cool. Yeah. Beckett, what's going on at work?
Just got my second paycheck. I actually noticed on my paycheck it said I got $198 in tips.
Nice.
2 weeks. Got $198 in tips. So that's kind of cool.
Patrick, do you have any interesting stories for us from work?
I got to drive the hearse.
Ooh, that's nice.
To give it a car wash. Then the car didn't work. So I couldn't. Yeah, I did hold someone's hand while my boss tucked in some linens.
Nice.
Yeah.
Was that
cold and stiff?
No, I mean, was that what you imagined was going to be like, or?
Yeah. We call them our honored guests.
Ah, oh, yes.
That's cool.
Honored guest. Very cool. All right, we've been watching quite a few movies. Declan, what did we watch the other day?
Ivanhoe.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that Ivanhoe was actually one of the first books with Robin Hood? Yes. There's lots of poems about him, but there's only...
There's also the first historical fiction that was written.
Yeah. We watched Monster of Summer, too.
That was scary.
Yeah, that was. I watched it again, though. You want
to
watch it again?
I was trying to decide what was scarier, The Mummy or Monster Summer.
Monster Summer.
Okay.
Monster Summer definitely kept you on your seat. On the edge of your seat, I meant. Not on your seat. You're out of your seat most of the time.
Beckett, what's going on in the farm world?
Our goats are going to have babies in, like, March, I think. Our cat's pregnant, so she's going to have kittens sometime soon.
Nice, I have kittens.
That's about it. Cow's staying happy. Trudging through the snow, it's up to her chest. And the goats just kind of plop through it.
I brought a snowball in there.
There's one really,
so they can
really pregnant goat down there. She looks like a frog swimming on top of the snow.
Yep. Bunny's typical bunny.
Yeah.
Feelingless.
Kids decided to quit laying eggs again.
After they dig 2,500. No, I'm just kidding. Just 25.
What's your average egg you get a day?
One.
One?
One, okay. One egg a day.
Last few days we haven't had any.
We did our taxes yesterday.
Taxes. Oh, yes.
Taxes.
Talking about
we watched Robin Hood too.
We do like our tax guy. He's very nice.
Finally took down all of our Christmas decorations.
Yes.
Put them all away.
After our live stream, we took down all our Christmas decorations. Yeah, that was...
Oh, you guys saved an old lady the other day?
Yeah, she went off completely off the road down to a ditch, and people were trying to help her, and then Patrick and I got out of my pickup and helped her out, put her in a different car, and then went and talked to a guy, because I had a chain to pull the truck out, but the guy's truck wasn't big enough, and mine's not big enough at all. So we left, and I came back, and the car was still in the ditch, and everyone was gone, but a sheriff was directing traffic.
Oh.
So it was a little more serious than we thought it was, I guess.
So wait, how come no one else could get her out, but you guys did?
Yeah, they're all old people trying to help her.
Oh, I see.
And the snow down the ditch drifted over, so it was, like, really deep there.
Oh, yeah. Crazy. So you guys showed up and pulled her out.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
You need a bigger truck.
Yeah, what you learned was you need a bigger truck.
You get something Japanese with the engine in the back. See, yeah, weight on the back.
Well, this is Gophers Get a Grip, and we'll see you next week.